This news update is being brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. In a vote of 2-5, Huron County Commissioners rejected a pay increase for one department during Tuesday's county meeting. During the meeting, a review of positions and wages in the clerk's office suggested a pay increase for three positions in the clerk's office, retroactive to January 1, 2026. While discussing the proposed increase, Commissioner John Hunt said he has received several complaints about issues with the clerk's office not providing service, not responding in a timely fashion, and mistakes being made. According to Hunt, he has been told several municipalities in Huron County who need answers turn to the clerks in Tuscola and Sanilac counties. Clerk Lori Neal denied the accusations, and that was the first she had heard about the issues with her office. Hunt stressed more training and better customer service is badly needed. Commissioner Kurt Geiger agreed giving raises were not warranted when there were so many issues with the office and complaints. Some of the issues with that department include wrong wording on ballots, payroll mistakes, and reimbursements owed not being made. In May, errors in payroll resulted in four Huron County Sheriff Sergeants being overpaid. That had to be corrected, and issues with two municipalities not receiving payments for the last national election are still unresolved. In Sanilac County, voters will decide on August 4th whether to renew the SAVE partnership millage for another 4 years. The proposal would continue a 2/10 of a mill tax through 2029 and is expected to generate about $408,000 in its first year. Funding supports programs serving survivors of child abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, and homelessness through the Sanilac County Child Advocacy Center and Eva's Place. The millage also helps provide child safety education in local schools and supports the county's baby pantry, which supplies essential items to families in need. Officials say the funding is aimed at strengthening prevention, victim services, and community support programs across Sanilac County. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a package of 10 bipartisan bills aimed at lowering health care costs and expanding access to medical services across Michigan. The legislation includes expanded Medicaid coverage for group prenatal care, a requirement that health insurers offer dentists at least one payment option without additional processing fees, and a new law allowing patients to take home unused eye medications provided during hospital or outpatient treatment when needed for continued care. Several of the new laws also join Michigan to interstate licensing compacts for physical therapists, occupational therapists, and physician assistants. State officials say those changes will make it easier for qualified healthcare professionals from participating states to practice in Michigan, helping address workforce shortages and improve access to care. Another measure provides tax incentives for employers that offer paid leave to living organ donors, while a separate bill requires the state to issue more secure, chip-enabled Michigan Bridge cards to recipients of food and cash assistance benefits. The governor says the legislation builds on recent efforts to reduce health care costs and improve access to affordable care for Michigan residents. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
We like to think we can fix anything. Plumbing issues? I got this. Drywall repair? No problem. But there's some jobs when you should just call in the professionals. When you have electrical issues, need wiring, rewiring, AC electrical motors, generators, new construction, and more, call the number one electrical company in the thumb, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. From simple wiring to complex electrical systems, Mauer Electric can handle it at competitive pricing.
This is Nikki Melnick for Mauer Electric. No job is too big or too small. Call Mauer Electric today at 989-269-8171. That's 989-269-8171.
And we're back with more news. Department of Justice has formally moved to dismiss charges against against service employees, International Union leader David Huerta. The decision closes a controversial federal investigation that has drawn sharp debate over labor oversight and constitutional speech protections. Prosecutors filed the motion in federal district court late yesterday, citing an internal review of the evidence. Labor representatives praise the move as long overdue vindication, while legal analysts note the dismissal removes a legal friction point between federal authorities and organized labor headers nationwide. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Mauer Electric of Bad Axe, the most experienced thumb area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Mauer Electric services most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.